Got NCAA basketball tonight, Big Baby. If you can pull up all those clips, we'll probably run through some of those here, listening to coaches and players in the preview for tonight's games. And we've got some good ones. Again, Marquette-Miami is your early game. These are all – let me give you the start times on these. And some of these you'll hear later tonight on the buzz after Drive Time Sports comes to a close. Marquette and Miami, 6:15 start tonight. Then it's at 6:45. And, by the way, that game is – also televised, as all of these are. I don't have the television networks, but I'm sure it's in the...
Oh, it's CBS, TNT, TBS.
And I don't think True TV has any more games.
No, they don't?
I don't think so.
Well, we've got four games.
Here we go. Marquette-Miami, the broadcast begins at 6 o'clock on CBS. Arizona-Ohio State on TBS at 6:30. Syracuse-Indiana on CBS at 8:30 in the late game on TBS at 9 o'clock. LaSalle and Wichita State. So let's start with Marquette, a team that has certainly, to me, struggled. They're very fortunate to be in the round of 16. Probably should have lost in the first round, but you know why they win, right? They keep winning because of one man and one man only. Well, in large part. Vander Blue, one of the great names in the tournament this season. Here's Buzz Williams, the head coach of Marquette, talking about Miami's guards, who are, he thinks, both ready to play at the next level.
They're as good as any backcourt in the country, bar none. Statistically, playing time, defensively, those guys get so much notoriety offensively that you're not able to express defensively how good they are. Those two guys are both pros. I would say probably both long-time pros.
Buzz Williams, to me, sounds a little bit like Doc Rivers, which is odd because – They don't look like guys that should sound the same. Buzz Williams has a very raspy voice. But anyway, Buzz Williams has a unique voice, although I guess it's not that unique because he sounds just like Doc Rivers to me. They're both pretty good coaches, this just in. For Miami, we've got okay, well, good. Well, when you get that, don't worry about it. Maybe we can move on. We'll move on. We'll hear more from this game coming up. Kansas and Michigan. I have no sound from Kansas or Michigan, but they are playing – tonight.
We know how much you love Kansas. Do you think Michigan?
Oh, that's tomorrow night. I'm sorry. That's tomorrow night. So I shouldn't have any sound for them. Let's move on to Arizona and Ohio State.
Okay.
I do have some strong thoughts on Ohio State, as most people know. My alma mater was beaten. Well, my alma mater was robbed of a victory against Ohio State the other night in what was a blown call. It's not Ohio State's fault that they got all the breaks from the referees, but they did. And when you become a team like Ohio State where you've got a great reputation and you win a lot of games and you're typically hanging around this time of year, you get those calls. You don't get those calls when you're Iowa State. It's unfortunate, it's sad, it's wrong, but that's the way it goes. Here is Ohio State's head coach, Thad Matta, on what they have to do to continue their run through the NCAA tournament.
And this team has never stopped work. I mean, you know, yesterday being March 26th, they came in, they were ready to go in practice, and I think we got better. I mean, they know from film Monday night, we didn't play particularly well against Iowa State, and we if we don't play better, we don't have a chance tomorrow night.
Yeah, you pretty much didn't play that well against Iowa State and should have lost. And luckily for you, the referees are out to help you, so everything's fine. Sean Miller, on the other hand, is the head coach at Arizona, and he is talking about the positive facets of the Ohio State team on the offensive end of things.
On offense, it's not like they're a bad team on offense. I think they're really good. They're not as talented maybe as some of the most recent Ohio State teams, but they make up for it with really unselfish and togetherness.
And again, we talked about it earlier. Miller and Thad Matta are friends, and so it makes it, you know, tonight will be interesting. Of course, I'm sure they're not rooting for each other tonight, but typically they are. In the heavyweight matchup tonight, we've got Syracuse and Indiana, two teams with great tradition, and everybody remembers the great matchup back in the title game several years ago. I want to say, was it 87 when they had Alford and Key Smart who hit the game winner for Indiana against Syracuse, a Syracuse team that had Ronnie Cicely, had Sherman Douglas, had Billy Owens. It was a great Syracuse team back in the day. I love the orange that year, and they lost to Indiana in heartbreaking fashion, but they will match it up again tonight. That game has no bearing on tonight's game. One of the constants, of course, is Jim Boeheim and his success there. And here he is talking about a trip to Disney World and coaching today versus coaching in the past.
Well, I'm hoping the season lasts forever because I've got to go to Disney as soon as the season's over. So I'm just hoping we keep winning, I swear. I'd like to keep playing all year. There's nothing worse than doing that. Coaching has always been you have to win profession anyway. It's not that it's new. It's probably a little better today because if you do coach at a high level, at least you get paid for it. And if you, when you get fired, at least you made some money. Years ago, you worked at a high level and didn't get paid for it. And when you got fired, you didn't have any money. So it's a little better from that point of view, I guess, today.
Jim Boeheim is one of the most joyless people on the planet. Who hates Disney World? Look.
He is never getting that free trip to Disneyland ever.
I'm telling you.
Ever.
I have been to Disney World with my oldest. I have been to Disneyland with my oldest. And one of those trips was pretty good. The other one was just okay at best. But to act like it's, you know, like going to a torture chamber, I mean, it's a little bit overstated probably there, Jim Boeheim. I can just see him there now. Can you not see Jim Boeheim going, man, this roller coaster is really fun. Boy. I sure like Mickey Mouse. Where's Andy Katz? He's an idiot. Andy Katz, you're an idiot. I hate Disneyland.
I wonder what his family says when he goes home after they hear him say how bad it is and how not looking forward to it is. He's like, thanks, Dad. I really appreciate that.
I feel bad for him. I mean, how can you not enjoy what you're doing when you're Jim Boeheim and you had as much success as you have had on the side? That's the way it's supposed to be. who am I to judge? Thank you so much. Syracuse forward James Sutherland, a guy that Arkansas fans remember well. He knocked down, I think, 7 threes in Fayetteville. Arkansas's only home loss this season, of course, was to the Orange. He is talking about Coach Boeheim as well, and there's been some talk this week that maybe Jim Boeheim's on his, not that he's on his last leg, but that he may give this all up, clearly not so he can spend more time at Disney World, but that he may, you know, he just call it a career. Look, he's won 900 games. He has nothing else to prove. He's got titles in his pocket. Again, he's got everything he could possibly accomplish pretty much as a head coach. But James Sutherland believes he'll be around a long time, in fact, long enough to maybe coach the next Sutherland.
I never even thought about Coach Boeheim retiring. I mean, I think he still got another 20 years left. I don't think he'll retire by the time my child is playing basketball, but no. But I'm not. I'll joke aside. I mean, it's good. You know, he's great. He's basically built this program from the ground up, and it's been great to be part of his tradition. And I feel like he has a lot more coaching years left in him.
Maybe he does. Maybe he does. On the other side of things, you got Tom Crean. Tom Crean, of course, is married to the Harbaugh's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a great tradition of winning in that family. Lots of pressure. I mean, look, if you're Tom Crean.
And you got the Harbaugh boys in the stands tonight.
Well, and your brothers-in-law, they made the Super Bowl. One got runner-up.
So they were there.
The pressure is in. I mean, you got to make at least the Final Four, right? Or you're a total loser at Thanksgiving. I mean, next Thanksgiving rolls around, you're the guy they make fun of.
No joke.
With that haircut, they probably make fun of him anyway. But here's Tom Crean talking about adjusting to the defense of Syracuse, which is always difficult to play against.
You can't look at that zone and think that you're going to stand around and pass the ball on the perimeter either. That is a recipe for defeat. And so we've got to be really solid with what we do. We've got to be assertive and aggressive, and we've got to have a lot of ability to adjust and change against it.
Some unlikely team is going to advance to the Elite Eight tonight. It's either going to be LaSalle or Wichita State. LaSalle is a LaSalle's a 4.5-point underdog. Yeah. But Wichita State comes in as a 9 seed. LaSalle is a 13 seed. And they had to win it's a sort of a play-in game to get there. Then they knock off Kansas State. They beat Ole Miss, which, you know, look, nobody's rooting for Marshall Henderson in this world. So it was good to see LaSalle advance. The bottom line is some low seed is going to be in the Elite Eight, and it's going to be interesting. The thing about Wichita State is probably more of a baseball tradition than a basketball tradition. Some LaSalle players who were on the dais yesterday were asked about Wichita and what they knew about the Shockers. And, look, I don't fault them because there was a Wichita kid that said he didn't know much about Wichita before he got there either. But here was their answer yesterday in the press conference.
Sorry, I had a computer freeze.
Your stupid computer. Crush your computer. Well, if it thaws out, let me know. We'll talk about it. We've also got a good clip from Shane Larkin from Miami talking about Vander Blue, who was he's been the star.
Oh, okay, we're better now.
Oh, we're all better now? Look how quickly you thaw, big baby. You're unbelievable. All right, well, let's hear from the Wichita State kids talking about, or the LaSalle kids, rather, talking about Wichita State.
And this team has never stopped working.
That's not it.
Nope.
Nah, I don't know. Never been to Wichita.
I don't even know where it's at.
I saw a store down here called Witcha. I don't know.
Witch. No, it's Witch.
Oh, Witch. Yeah.
It's close enough. Do you know which state it's in?
Nah. No. I just know I played against them when I was at Virginia Tech, and they beat us.
What state is it?
Kansas.
I was in Kansas.
Steve Zach did send me past the Wichita exit when we were going to the airport, though. I do remember that now.
The Wichita exit?
Something like that. He's pointed it out. Said that's who we played.
Oh, when you were in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Close enough. All right, still off.
Did they just compare Witch sandwiches to Wichita?
What's Witch? I've never heard of that.
Witch?
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. It is one of the best sandwich places. Hands down.
Where they have them in Canada?
No, they have them in here. Like here.
They have them in here?
They have them here
at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I've never seen them. Where is it?
Well, yeah.
Where's the Witch store?
They're in Dallas. They're in Oklahoma. What's the?
They're
the most amazing thing ever. And I'll promise you, I'm quite healthy.
Compare.
But my favorite sandwich is the toasted peanut butter and jelly.
Get out of here.
Promise you.
Who goes out to eat peanut butter and jelly?
I will be honest with you. You know me. I'm very conscious of what I eat. But when I go to Witch, I want the kids' peanut butter and jelly toasted. It is the best thing that you've ever ate.
How do you screw up a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Try a Witch peanut butter and jelly sandwich and come back to me.
If I knew where there was a Witch.
I'm sure there's on the way up to Iowa somewhere. Google it. There's a bunch around. They're in Dallas.
Well, there's clearly one. Maybe there's one in Kansas City. If there is,
yes, there's probably one in Kansas City.
I'll look for Witch.
We need one here.
What do they have that's good outside
everything.
Of
everything?
Like,
they have like.
Give me a sandwich I would eat because I'm not getting peanut butter and jelly on the road.
Anything that you want. But basically, when you walk in, you've really never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Get a brown paper bag.
I honestly thought there was some sort of witchcraft store. Where they were playing their games.
Witch, the sandwich shop. You get a brown paper bag and you like mark on it. They have all these options and you just like take a marker, put your name on it, and you check off everything that you want. So you want turkey
sprouts.
And cheese, sprouts, let know this. Or you just put a check mark
on
what you
want. Not checking sprouts, I can say that right
extra
now.
Extra meat, whatever you want. Extra cheese, toasted, not toasted.
Why do I have to have extra cheese?
Cookie.
Okay.
You like
cheese.
Oh,
cookie too. I say you look down at me.
No.
Yeah, you order all the fat stuff that I would never get. Yeah,
dude,
I know what you'd be checking off.
Let
me check off your cheese
and
your cookie.
And jelly.
Well, that's not that bad for you.
Yes, it is.
It depends what kind of jelly. Okay, so
ooey gooey.
I've never heard of Witch. Anyway, it is amazing to me. Did you know where Wichita was?
No, but you know what? This is a funny
story. Did you know what state it's in?
Yes.
And you're Canadian.
But here's the thing. When I first moved down here, I did not even really know where Arkansas was. So I can't blame these kids. I mean, coming from Canada to Arkansas 11 years ago, I didn't really know where you guys were on the map. I knew you were Southern, so you can't blame someone. Mind you, they're Americans.
Southern like the United States or Southern like the Southern United States?
No, like Southern United States. I knew it was in the Southern United
States. Isn't the whole United States Southern to you when you grew up in Canada?
No.
Don't you guys look down on us literally?
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, Mexico looks up at us. I could say
that
right
now. But I mean, I guess they're from the U.S., but I mean,
Mexico looks up to the United States no matter where you're from.
A state to a sandwich shop is a little different.
I've often wondered that. If the way that the folks in Mexico look up to the United States, I wonder if the folks in Canada look down on the United States because of the geographic location.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, just saying. Okay, I've never heard of Witch. There's a Witch in Searcy, says Tally.
Look, just went to Sherblotsky.
Yeah.
I don't think
you can't read it.
Schlotsky's Deli.
Yeah,
is that what he's talking about?
No, he's not. You can't read everything on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback because 98% of it is nonsensical.
There's a witch in Searcy.
Thank you. You're the worst listener since my last co-host. I just said that. There's a witch in Searcy that Tally and Searcy just said, and Matt confirmed.
Awesome. Witch in Searcy.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia and a cup of hot fat. And I want a witch at the earliest convenience of anyone to bring
me some. Absolutely.
I am a Firehouse sub guy myself.
I love Firehouse.
Is it better than Witch, or is it comparable, or is it in the ballpark?
I don't have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, back to reality for a minute. For people who don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because we're not seven, no offense to you, but the bottom line is most people don't go out to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. If they're going to a sandwich shop, they want meat, they want cheese, they want bread.
They may throw some veggies on there. Trust me, my husband, he loves it too, and he eats
I don't need you
meat.
To go through Fayetteville to get down to the Delta. So my question is back to the original point.
Yes.
How would you compare a Witch to a Firehouse?
They're both fantastic, and they're both heated.
Okay. Most everybody has a heated sandwich now. Subway, Schlotsky's, everyone makes a heated sandwich. So is it better, or is it in the ballpark? You raved about Witch. It's in the ballpark of Firehouse?
Totally in the ballpark of Firehouse. I don't want to put it above Firehouse, but it's definitely...
That gives me something to work with.
It's on the exact same playing field.
Because I got Firehouse up
They're both a
here.
Two seed.
I put...
How's that?
They've got to be a one seed, aren't they? I mean, if you're in the sandwich world. Well, let's, you know, we could do that.
We've got like no one seeds going through.
We could do a sandwich bracket. We got to have something to kill. We got to kill a whole month this summer and something. You got a better idea? I had a guy
say. They already took the golf bracket.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
And Trey was trying to argue with me about how I could possibly have an opinion on a golf course I've never seen before. I'm like, I can't have an opinion on a golf course I've never seen before, Trey. That's the only flaw with that bracket is I can't say
something. Most people don't.
But, I mean, I can't. I mean, I played a lot of golf courses in Central Arkansas, but I don't know anything about, like, Texarkana Country Club. I've never played there. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen it. I don't know.
I've actually
I hadn't seen a lotion. I mean, it's if you haven't seen a lotion, it's hard to rate it. They did Corliss a lotion and took it out of the bracket, which is smart probably. But everybody can have access to it during the tournament coming up. So, anyway. Truck driver says there's one near ASU. Well, look, that's I am totally, I cannot. I actually feel stupid.
Yeah,
I've never heard of which.
You didn't know that, that you thought that guy was comparing a basketball team, a state, a city to a voodoo shop.
I didn't know. There's voodoo. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
You thought which witch is a voodoo
witchcraft
shop.
Well, I did say that Aaron Kraft. He's involved in witchcraft, and he also eats a lot of Kraft macaroni and cheese. The evil kid with the constantly red cheeks. He sits around. He has red cheeks all the time. What does that tell you about somebody? Either they were burned with an iron as a kid, or they're evil. Aaron Kraft, the guard from Ohio State, is evil. Actually, somebody at the press conference yesterday asked him. They said, "Do you think you're annoying?" And he turned to his teammate and goes, "Hey, I think they're talking to you." So that was actually pretty funny. I'll give him credit on that. But in general, he is he's a terrible person, and he's not very nice. Okay, Miami's guard Shane Larkin talking about the star for Marquette. And as I told you, he is on the all-name team all-time for the NCAAs.
He just affects the game in every way. And when it comes down to a late-clock situation or end-of-the-game situation, the ball's going to be in his hands, and he's more than capable of making a big play like he did against Davidson.
You're my boy, Blue!
Blue, you're my boy!
That is my boy, Blue. Vander Blue. If you got a guy you want to root for tonight, he is the only reason, and I mean just about the only reason, that Marquette has reached the Sweet 16. He has stepped up big time in big situations for Marquette to help them get to this point where they'll have a chance to get smashed by Miami tonight, right?
Right.
You like Miami to win big?
I
love Miami to win big. I love Miami.
All the way. Final Four and winning the whole thing on April 8th.
I don't know if I think that highly of them, but
who
I do.
Who do you think can beat them?
Well, I think anybody can beat them, including Marquette, but I don't think anybody will beat them, especially Marquette. I think a couple of teams will, though. I think Louisville can beat them. I like Louisville to beat them. I like whoever else in my Final Four to beat. Ohio State, I think, would beat them.
By the way, Chris Kane is loving the way you're saying Louisville.
I have to say it like I'm swallowing it. It is so unnatural to say Louisville that way, but
Chris
I'm doing
Kane
it.
Chris Kane is a huge fan, I know.
Chris Kane is a huge fan of something, that's for sure. coming up after the break, and we're going to go ahead and take our time out right now, we're going to talk to Jeff Money Taylor from Oaklawn. Look forward to visiting with him. Racing today, racing tomorrow, racing on Saturday, and on Sunday they'll be
closed.
Praising the Lord for Easter Sunday. The infield will be open this Saturday, and the weather is going to work with us, we hope, I'm assuming. Every Saturday until the Arkansas Derby, April 13th. What's our forecast for this weekend?
It's not good. You obviously haven't looked at it.
No,
it's
I haven't.
Supposed to rain every day.
I'm an eternal optimist.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there's a 50% chance of rain, I believe. But hopefully,
mutter not. Was a mutter. You know what? There's a strategy involved in that. It's all good. Get down there and play in the park within the park. They're giving away free Oaklawn picnic baskets for the infield while supplies last this weekend. They also have a beer garden, family fun zone, classic car show from the Hot Springs Cruiser Club. They have dressed it up. An already great thing has made even better. They BASF'd it. Remember that company BASF? They have the commercials. We don't make the things that people use. We make the things that people use better.
Yes, I do, actually.
That's exactly how that went, but something like that. Play all your favorite games at Oaklawn, too. Every day, every night, Wheel of Fortune, Penny Games, Blackjack, Poker, and much, much more. Go to Oaklawn.com. Find out more and download your $10 free play coupon. Doors for gaming at 10, gates for racing at 11. And again, enjoy your time in the Oaklawn infield this weekend. At Oaklawn, somebody is going to win, just like the games tonight. We'll be back at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in a moment. Spellbound in the night, dancing
shadows and firelight. This is
This is SportsCenter.
Sweet 16 action is back on the Boob Tube tonight. This Sports Slam is brought to you by Custom Satellite. Sign up now for DirecTV, and you get the Major League Baseball package and 2013 NFL Sunday ticket for free. Custom Satellite, 221 Dish. The NCAA tourney starts back up tonight with four games on tap. As Miami will be without their big man Reggie Johnson against Marquette, tip-off is set for 7:15 on CBS. Followed by Arizona and Ohio State, Syracuse and Indiana, and with LaSalle and the Shockers from Wichita State wrapping up tonight. VCU head coach Shaka Smart was speculated at being a UCLA head coach, but has decided that he'll stay put. He signed a deal that keeps him as the head Ram through 2023. To the NFL, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers are closer to a contract extension that would make him the highest paid player in NFL history. The deal is expected to average $25 million a year. I'm Roger Scott for the Buzz Radio Network.
Lewis Lighting and Home is a decorator's dream. Whether it's new bedding for one room, new